In today's episode, Debbie Lynn Grace joins us to talk about soul alignment, being a leader of light, and taking those quantum jumps in your soul evolution. Join us to hear more.
Soul Nectar Show, the Soul Nectar Show. You're invited, delighted to discover who you are. Possible if you believe to join us on this beautiful journey.
Soul Nectar Show.
Soul Nectar Show.
Welcome to Soul Nectar Show, that show where we talk about all things essence, where we explore the great beyond, that bigger place within us, that space that expands into the infinity, that thing that is connected to all that is, that aspect of self. And we share our stories as we sit around the campfire and we tell the story of how we came to understand that great space, how we came to understand what I like to call the great spirit. You might call God, source, creator, universe, whatever that is. And I'm your host, Carrie Hummingbird, and I love having these conversations. They always enlighten me. I like to do the deep dive. I'm an ocean deep diver into spirituality. I love to have those deep, profound conversations that keep opening me up to even greater understandings than I had in this moment. And so I'm looking forward to what unfolds in this conversation. It's going to be juicy, people. Today, I'm super excited to welcome Debbie Lynn Grace, who is a transformational leader, author, and international speaker. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So let me tell you a little bit more about Debbie. She is a 30-year marketing expert, author of the book Outrageous Business Growth, and a contributing author to 5 other books and personal development books. She's an international speaker, an energy worker, and an intuitive, but she didn't start off that way, and we're going to find out more about that. Debbie is dedicated to her calling of showing people worldwide how to dissolve their energy blocks by raising their vibration and achieving the higher flow of soul alignment through her master teachings and energy transmissions. Debbie's online programs and business and transformational programs, live events, and speaking engagements have impacted hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. Over the last 3 decades, she's been a busy beaver. And so let's find out, like, Debbie, were you born as a crunchy, light worker off in the clouds and totally tuned into spirit, or did you take a different path?
No, I don't know. I consciously took a different path, but I certainly ended up in a different path. I was born, if anybody can relate, to one of those being the left brain analyticals. You know, I had my roadmap in front of me. I was fairly ambitious, and right out of college, I ended up in the marketing industry, direct marketing industry to be specific. And I managed multi-million-dollar accounts, and there was a progression in my career. And I moved pretty quickly, and I ended up becoming vice president of a large bank at the age of 29. And so I was on this fast track, and I got married, and it seemed to all fit in my picture until it didn't. And so I realized that I had definitely hit the glass ceiling when I worked for the bank. I was definitely wrong fish, wrong pond. It was like I had to pull myself in just to be able to deal with that environment. And it was a fairly toxic environment. So I couldn't take it any longer. I also lived in Chicago. While it's a beautiful city, I'm not a cold weather person. And so I convinced my husband to move to St. Louis, where I started my own business. And so I started my own marketing consulting business. Now, this was 1994, before we were online, you know, where we didn't have all the tools we have available, you know, that we do now. And not long into me starting my business, my husband walked in one day and asked me for a divorce. And I did not see it coming. I mean, I honestly did not see it coming. And it just brought me down to my knees. And if for any of you have ever had big challenges in your life where you are in that moment of, you know, complete vulnerability, and all I could think of was, am I ever going to be happy again? You know, I just woke up crying. I cried all day, went to sleep crying. And I turned to my support system, which was my family and my friends. And I turned to my older sister, Lisa, who was a very gifted energy worker. And I absolutely did not understand what she did. I was the marketer, left brain analytical. But in the moment, she said something that literally changed my life forever. And she said, "It's time for you to learn what I do." Now, I just looked at her like, I couldn't imagine anything more crazy coming out of somebody's mouth. Like, why would I want to learn what you do? And she said, "Because it will help you heal." And those were actually the magic words, because I think at times when you reach that point of vulnerability, you're open to about anything that you wouldn't normally be open to. And at my point in that moment, I just wanted to know what happiness felt like again, because I never thought I would feel it again. So I found myself building my marketing consulting practice by day. And at night, I started to learn this form of energy work called flow, alignment, and connection. And while I was learning it, I thought that somehow I had got beamed up to the alien ship. I didn't understand.
Welcome to my world.
I thought it was weird. I was actually embarrassed. I mean, this is the 90s. I was embarrassed. The only person that knew I was doing this was my older sister and my best friend. I didn't tell anybody else I was doing this. But something strange happened. About 2 or 3 months, and now mind you, I'm still building this fledgling consulting business using all of my marketing expertise. And while I'm learning the energy work at night, all of a sudden, like one day, I get a new client and they're sitting across from me. And I ask them simple questions, what the challenges you're experiencing in your business. And they start to talk. And all of a sudden, this voice, like this very clear voice, comes in my head and says, "Ask that person what happened to them when they were 5, because now they have a fear of," and it was really descriptive, like describing what was going on with this person that had nothing to do with marketing. And I'm like having this crazy, like weird experience where I'm listening to that person, I'm hearing this voice in my head, and then there's another voice that comes in and goes, "What is going on here?" Anyways, that voice was so insistent that I finally just found myself turning to that person and saying, "You know, I have sort of this intuition and I don't know if it's right or not right," but then I just blurted out what I was hearing in my head. And the person stopped talking, you know, my client stopped talking, and they just looked at me and the tears started. Tears started forming in their eyes, and their mouth dropped open, and out comes this big long story about what happened to them when they were 5 and all these things and how they have these fears, the same thing, information that was going on in my head.
Wow. Yeah. I've had those moments. That is crazy when that happens, right? Because when you first start doing this, you don't know. You think you're making it up in your mind.
No, I'm still got the identity. I still have the identity of a marketer, left brain analytical high achiever who like thinking, "Wait, what just happened?" So I thought that was like a fluke, but it wasn't, because I had opened up this door and then my business started to grow, my marketing consulting business, and it kept happening over and over again. And I didn't know what was going on, but eventually I thought, okay, I've got this superpower. Like I got this like hidden gift, but I'm definitely not telling anybody. I'm definitely not telling anybody what's going on. I'm just going to go with it, because every time I did it, it seemed to be true. And these people would have these transformations while they were talking to me, and then their business would start to grow. And then they weren't even doing any marketing. You know, it was crazy what was happening. So I started to kind of, but I have to be honest, I walked in this fine line where I felt fractured. Like there was a super secret part of me that I was almost embarrassed by. And then there was this other part of me that started to develop this identity in the world, creating my own business, you know, as a business growth expert. And that went along for several years. But I will tell you that voice inside got more and more insistent, saying, "Tell the truth." And I started to feel like a fraud.
I know that feeling. Yeah. I can't summon it on command. Like it's like my false personality can totally get in the way of it sometimes. Yeah. And then I feel the difference. Like it's like, oh, wait a second. You know, like,
yeah. Well, I didn't really accept it within myself, but I just thought I'm just going to use it because, you know, it is helping people. And I'm here to help people and it's helping people. But then something very strange happened. 2004. Now, mind you, this is 9 years later. My business is growing. I'm now publishing and writing and I'm speaking around the world and on business growth. It's all going really well. And one day, this voice, I wake up And that voice comes back, and this time it's very, very clear, and it says, go to your computer and turn it on. And I jump out of bed without any thinking any further, run to my computer, turn it on, and my fingers start to fly. Like, just start typing away. And I'm looking at the screen while I'm typing, and I'm like horrified. I'm just horrified when I'm typing.
Why?
Because I'm typing this document that said, you came into the world as a leader. You came into the world to teach people how to align with their soul, how to align with the universe. And I'm like, I did not come into the world like this. I came into the world to show people how to build their business. I was freaked out by this document. And I put my finger over the delete button because I thought, well, nobody needs to know. And this document was really clear. It was like writing a term paper. It was clear, and it spent hours typing, and I just couldn't stop until it was done and downloaded. And it was specific, and it said, you're going to gather people from all over the country who are going to work with you over a course of 6 months. And I freaked out, and I picked up the phone. I did not delete the document because I thought, nobody will believe me if I ever share this. So I have to have proof that this happened. And I called up Lisa, my sister, and I sobbed to her, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, I don't know how to teach soul alignment. I don't know. I don't talk about this stuff. I talk about business growth. And there's a pause. I'll never forget this. There's a pause. And she said, I don't understand your question, Debbie. And I go, well, what am I supposed to do? And she goes, you just typed a document that told you what you're supposed to do.
Go do it.
Just go do it. And I said, no way. I said, I couldn't do it. And then so I sat on it and I got more and more uncomfortable.
You know, can I share with you something, Debbie? Oh my God. Yeah. So you know how spirit aligns everything just like in perfect divine timing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just channeled my first text, and I think you know that. And that's freaking me out. Like I sent it out to some endorsers to review, and it's freaking me out, like them reading that book. And because it's like that thing, right? Like a lot of that stuff I typed, I was like, I don't know that stuff. Like, I don't know that. Yeah. How do I know that? And I'm typing this stuff, and I'm like, how do I know the things are true that this coming through? Like, because I don't know that. Me, little small Carrie.
Well, you know, it's,
and it makes you feel uncomfortable. Go ahead. Yeah.
But I can just tell you now in retrospect, because now we're way beyond that. We're 15 years later. In retrospect, you're going to see some of the words that you channeled. All of a sudden, somebody else is going to teach it, or somebody else is going to read it. We're all channeling from the same source. And so it is that you do know it. And I believe that all you're doing is remembering something you came into the earth, you were born with. And just now you're awakening to it. Now, I didn't know any of this until now I do. Now I'm very clear on this path and what I'm doing. At that time, I was freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about it. And then I sat on it until, I'm just telling you, it became so uncomfortable that I didn't know quite what to do until that voice came back a few years later, came back, and it said, go to your computer and turn it on. And I did it again. And this time it was an email. And I typed an email that to my subscriber, because now I had a list from people all over the world who were following me. And this email was, I'm going to do a free 3-part teleseminar series. And I'm going to show you how you align with your soul, how do you align with the universe, and how do you align with your business. And I'm going to share a personal story I've never shared in public before.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you what it means to your success. And I hit send before I even knew what I was doing. And
you're,
I,
like,
went, oh my God. What
I just
have
sent
I just
that
done?
Out to all these business people.
So I somehow, I got like hundreds of people. Now, mind you, this is 15 years ago. Hundreds of people showed up, like 500 or 600 people showed up on that call. And I told the story I just shared with you just now. And then I shared, I don't remember what else I shared. And then it was a 3-part series, and I hung up, and I thought to myself, really, God, this is what you're going to do to me. I'm about to lose my entire business.
Yeah.
And I'm about to lose my entire business. Why did you have me do this? I was just horrified. And I thought, the emails are just, they're all going to unsubscribe. And the emails start to pour in, Carrie. And I thought, oh, here it is. And I opened it up and every single email said, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your personal story, because I've never had the guts to share my personal story and now I can.
Awesome.
And that changed everything. And you know that I actually am teaching a class right now on soul alignment. And there's a student in that class that has been with me since the day of that three-part webinar series. She listened to that original. I still have people that are working with me that started on that journey with me. So you ask about like, what happens? Like, how did I know this stuff? I'm like, people are waiting for that book that you just came out with. There are people around the world that are waiting, and you had the courage to do it. Now I am, you know, that's all I teach now. I don't teach business. I haven't for years. It's all I teach is soul alignment, because that taught me such a powerful lesson that me holding in my own power, what my destiny was stopping other people from experiencing their
power. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure to release this book like quickly, right? So I wrote it very quickly because I'm like, okay, like I feel this urgency with it. Okay, I'm going to do it. And then I felt like, wow, this is so crazy. I had that imposter syndrome, like you're talking about, that feeling of being a fraud. Like, this is ridiculous. I don't freaking know this stuff. Like, I didn't go study all this. I didn't even read, you know, like we're talking about the second wave. I didn't even read Dolores Cannon's book. Okay. Like, I'm not an expert in this. I didn't study this. Like, I'm like, what the heck? And I was like, all right. So I went ahead and firewalk. And it came, like you said, it came out before I even know what I was doing. That moment opened and I knew, because I usually channel anyway at firewalks. And I started saying this thing and I'm like, what are you doing? These people are going to think you're crazy. They're like looking at you. But the cool thing happened is they started getting body chills and they were like, and then they started giggling and they started like they kind of knew it. And I was like, do you guys kind of know this already? And they're like, yeah. Like, we already kind of know this. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing. So I was just as surprised by it as they were. So talk a little bit about this mindset. Cause like, gosh, that rational side of you is so powerful. Cause our culture like drills it into you to be rational and like prove it and have research and have like documented evidence before you even speak something, and don't go into a meeting without like 500 pages of proof, you know? Yeah. So like, this is not that. So how did you navigate that, and how do you help other people to do that? Because they think I'm crazy out there. So whatever.
You know, here's the thing, is that it's taken me years to understand what truly the spiritual path is, and also to identify that we are taught in school what I call the path of focused success. And that path works. It works it's all about set a goal, make a plan, work really hard, achieve the goal. And if you do that, that's fine. You can achieve a lot of goals. The challenge that it don't tell you in school is, you can be, it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't necessarily make you fulfilled if you're not in alignment with it. It doesn't necessarily, you can sacrifice the detriment of your own physical and emotional health in order to go that route. So it's not that it's a bad formula, but if you don't overlay that formula with also purpose and fulfillment and passion and joy, you're going to start to see a lot of cracks in your life. And you see that all the time. A lot of cracks. You're going to have all these triggers of fears come to the surface. You're going to self-sabotage, or you'll be successful in one area, and this other area that you're not telling anybody is really failing, whether it's your finances or your relationships. So I have learned over the years, you know, I got that download that said, this is what you were born to do. You came into the world to do this. And over the years, piece by piece, I just started to get quiet and listen and started to download the teachings of what it meant. And now, Carrie, I understand that you are that beam of light in the spiritual world. And there's a very growing world that is hungry for fulfillment. They're hungry for purpose. They're hungry to really understand their spiritual path. And that spiritual path doesn't come with a handbook like we were taught in school.
No.
It doesn't, you know, right? How you find fulfillment. Well, how you find fulfillment and how I find fulfillment are two different things. But I know I am here to show people, what does it mean? How do you, no matter what your path looks like, how do you stay on it? How do you know you're on it? Why is it important? How do you close the gap between what you're taught in school and what the world sort of wants you logically to look like and what your heart is telling you to do, which might be so not logical?
Yeah, usually it's completely illogical. You know,
like there is nothing logical
random
in my path. I mean, there is 20 years ago, well, you got it. I, you know, 15 years ago, I got the document said, this is why you came in the world. And I'm like, no, I did not come into the world to do this.
I came in the world to be a marketing expert and have a nice big house.
Truth. And now you can't take it away from me. Like I have integrated. It is in every ounce of my DNA. It's my identity now. I don't have the identity as a marketer or even as an entrepreneur. It is part, and I know that the more I step into it, and I'll tell you something, you asked that question, Carrie, it's a great question, that there are so many people that have been following me for 15 years, and they went through this transition. They went through this whole transition with me. They started out learning business from me and mindset, and then went this whole spiritual route with me. They stayed with me because they saw something, you know, and they needed somebody who could see them. And that's the thing that why this path is so important, is because you finally get to be seen for who you really are. That book came through you, through your words. So it's finally people can finally see you for who you really are. Doesn't matter with the other people that are still in that path of focused success and they can't find their way to their spiritual path. It's fine. Yeah.
You know, one of the major things that I've been dealing with on this, because this came on for me like 8 years ago, right? So like the person I was 8 years ago, it's not even, it's night and day. Like, might as well just be a whole separate human being. So my family of origin is very fixed mindset, you know, so they don't really understand that people change radically now, or at least I do.
Yes.
Like I'm some kind of strange anomaly, you know, in their sphere of awareness.
Yes.
And I'm an evolutionist on top of it. So I totally forgive my family because I am kind of, you know, really on the cutting edge of like, how fast can I evolve? You know, so I'm not right. Typical. I'm not a typical thing.
Right.
So right. It's even harder for them. But I even know that other people that I talk to, because I attract, of course, people who are on the fast path of evolution, that they also experience the same thing. Like it's like this huge disconnect. It's almost like it becomes like oil and water. It's like we can't even be around each other because like my energetic field or something, and I know we learned a little bit about this from Jennifer Huff, but like my energetic field keeps getting these like upgrades and ascension codes, and I keep expanding and I get more light. Yes. And like the more light I get, the more it like pokes and irritates at the people in my family who are fixed mindset. It's like a disruptant. It's like a disruptor kind of energy. And I'm not intending to be disruptive, but it's automatically a disruptor. So did you experience any of that with your sister?
I did not because it was my sister was the one that was in your position. You know, my sister was doing this 30 some years ago. No, it'd be more than that. It would be like 35, maybe even 40 years ago. And so there wasn't even any, you know, books were in hidden private bookstores, you know, it wasn't like mainstream. And so she was, you know, channeling and doing all this stuff that I thought was the very stuff I do today. I just thought she 25 years ago was nuts and woo woo. And I thought she had gone off the deep end. But I still loved her. She was my sister, but we made fun of her all the time. I didn't get her. Unfortunately, she passed on 15 years ago. And I was, you know, telling you before this interview, there is not a day I don't think about her. She has supported me through this journey, through my journey of evolution and my journey of consciousness while she's up above doing her greatest work. And I have, you know, been downloading, especially in the last year, I went through a spiritual sabbatical to download this. And I guess my point is that it, to some extent, you don't know where that polarization is going to come from. And it's unfortunate when it comes to your family of origin. And I'm also clear that anybody that is here to be a leader of light, and a true leader, to be that pioneer, it's going to bring up more polarization to certain people. And then there's going to be a whole group of people that are awakening that have been waiting for you to go through your experience. And they need you. They need you. So to
that's
keep
the thing, Debbie. There's no BS.
Yeah.
You know? You can't spiritual bypass it.
You can't. And you will know that in a year from now and 2 years from now, and just mark my words, there's going to be some things that you're learning about yourself now where your boundaries have been really messy, right? So what it's going to show you when this happens is how messy your boundaries have been. Mm-hmm. It's going to show you how solid you are or not in your own identity and your own self-worth. Mm-hmm. It's going to show you how solid you are in how much you love yourself and how you nourish yourself and how you take care of yourself. That's what's going to happen. And when
it's already happening.
Right. So when you get to the other side of it, mm-hmm. what do you think you're going to attract to serve? All the people that are messy with their boundaries and don't know how to do it. And so you're walking this path right now for all the people in service to all the people around the world that haven't gone through that process yet. So that's what this shows at an energetic, a spiritual level. At a real physical level, we want to be loved and accepted unconditionally by our parents.
Totally.
Hands down. Yeah. I mean, that's part of being a human being. And there's a place where you have to get so deep in the energy of love, Carrie, like you're already intuitively knowing to do. Like you're already intuitively knowing to just get so deep in the energy of love and to understand yourself and to be solid in yourself. And the most painful time is that interim time when you're starting to assert your own boundaries.
Yeah, the asserting my own boundaries thing has been going on for a couple of years now, but it's finally reached a place where, you know, it's sort of like that backstop. There's no more... here's what I realized, and I hope this helps anybody out there listening, is that there's really nobody else responsible for loving you but you. Like, you're the one. And this is what I've realized. I am the one who's responsible for loving me, period. Backstop, end of story. And I've been, you know, I've gotten a lot of help along the way, and interdependency is great, and help is great. You know, like working with other light workers like Debbie, or like, you know, being part of masterminds and groups and going to conferences and getting healings done. And all of that is wonderful to do. And it's great to help you and support you in your journey. And that's what I've learned for myself. However, at the end of the day, there's no healing from another person that's going to help you cross the last bridge, which is you got to love yourself and fully and be that champion of yourself, period. And that's right. The part I'm in right now. Like, I'm in that spot of like, nobody else is responsible for loving me. I'm responsible for loving me.
Right. Right. You know, I find Carrie that, when anytime I'm going to another level, because our soul, you know, our soul operates in the language, I believe, of quantum leaps.
Yes.
And so in those quantum leaps, when we're ready to take a vibrational quantum leap, there's a lot of time that will send bells, alarms, whistles, you name it, which I experienced, you know, years ago, what was happening, that came and pulled me back and said, oh, no, you're not. Like, you are not taking that quantum leap. You are not leaving us behind, right? Which is why I spent so much time, like, not telling the truth of who I was and what I was doing. I don't do that anymore. Now, when I'm taking a quantum leap and I feel it vibrationally and I process light years faster today than I did 15 years ago, but sometimes it will trigger an alarm in a part of me. But now I have the tools and I embrace that. And the reason I'm saying that is when you go through that process where you're now separating from your family of origin and saying, this is me, and this is who I am, and this is, and take it or leave it, this is me, there's some parts inside of you that didn't get that memo that you're that strong.
Yeah.
There's some parts inside of you that are going, wait, hold on. You know, they might be 5 years old, they might be 10 years old. So this is an opportunity to speak to those parts inside of you that, and you know who they are, because all you have to do is listen in your head. The part that says, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, I'm not powerful. Who am I to write this book? When we have thousands of belief systems inside of us that we created up until the age of 7, and some of them are, they're all running on automatic. And when an alarm goes off, and some of them really support our growth, they're fine. They're with us on the journey. They're going with us on this journey. And some of them are stuck. They're stuck in a time warp. And this is going to, and that's part of your own level of consciousness. So there's a part of you that is not feeling love through this process. And it's going, and all the alarms and bells are going off. Yeah. And it's trying to pull you back. And it's time to embrace it with love. And that's what happens with everybody, goes through that same thing, just in different forms.
Yeah, that's a really good message. That's a good message for everybody out there too, because this is the time of quantum leaps. And so we are having quantum leaps right now, like for sure. And I know that this is a quantum leap for me, because every time I get close to one of these, things get dramatic. Like things in my life, like blow up, you know, I've got like all this friction here and friction there, and this person's acting out, and this thing happened, and then this bad thing happened over here, and then this over here. And so I was just like, I just sit and eat popcorn now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
you know, like I'm at the movies. Like,
I now look at and go, is that anytime my mind, the smaller part of my mind, wants to make a decision that's out of alignment, the universe course corrects it fast. It used to take a long time. The situation would have to blow up before I got course corrected. But now it happens. Day, a minute, a week later.
Yeah, quickly.
And so these are just when you're ready to take that quantum leap, this is one of those course corrections.
Yeah, and it's a course correction of like where, because I was placing my sense of security outside of myself and outside of spirit. There you go. That's not the truth. That's a lie.
Not for you. I mean, it's the truth. It's not the truth for anybody, but particularly when you're on that accelerated path.
Yeah. The source is inside, and it's connected to all that is, but it's definitely not in another person, not in somebody's pot of gold, not it, you know, like none of that.
Yeah.
The material stuff. So that's been a hard lesson to learn. I know that's a hard lesson for everybody right now is going through some kind of challenge. There's so much light on the planet that it's crazy. And so what do you recommend that people do to kind of cope with the chaos right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I will tell you, I have an answer for that.
Awesome.
And what I'd say soul nourishment. It is the most important thing you could do would be soul nourishment. And what I mean by that is soul nourishment is the things that bring you inner peace that you go, oh, I needed that. A warm bath, cuddling with your puppy, giggling with your kids, being out in the mountains, all those things that bring you back to a place of, oh, okay, there I am. Oh yeah, that feels good, right? That's soul nourishment. We're living in a time where soul nourishment used to be the last thing on the list. Okay, when I'm done with my to-do list, and when I'm done with the laundry, and when I'm done feeding the kids, then maybe before I fall asleep, if I can still stay awake, I might read a book for 5 minutes, you know? And so we're at a time of life of people, more and more people, you know, waking up to their own spiritual awareness and their path, and waking up to, wait, there's a different way to lead my life. And they're avidly, and there's been plenty of people that have been waking up for 20 years, but now, because so many more people are awakened, this polarity is getting bigger and bigger. You know, you see the divisiveness is so apparent where it wasn't before. It wasn't talked about. Now people are getting vocal about it. And so at this point, soul nourishment becomes high on the list right there with water and air. Like with water and air. So, you know, as you go through your process, Carrie, soul nourishment is the thing that is your warm bath. It's the thing that becomes high on the list So when everything else is blowing up around you, you stay grounded and centered. So soul nourishment would be one, and two is grounding.
You know, grounding. This is great. I'm right on track, Debbie Lynn. Okay, so yeah. Guess what I was just doing before this call?
What?
I spent an hour on my front lawn because I love to pray on my front lawn. People, my neighbors think I'm weird. It's okay. Sitting on my front lawn with my mesa. I've got my prayer beads. And I'm just like, oh, mani padme om. Oh, mani padme om. I mean, just chanting for like an hour, you know, and just really loving on myself and sending, you know, intending that all of that prayer, that request for prayer goes right into every cell of my body because I need it. Because I'm saying, like, I need to receive right now.
Send it in. And what's great about that is, but you're also doing it on the ground.
Yeah.
And the ground, remember, grounding is the part that keeps you solid. It keeps you, so the more, so now every time you're sitting on that lawn, doing that prayer and connecting with, you know, with your soul and connecting with, you know, with the universe for protection, for guidance, the third part of that equation is the ground, because the ground nourishes you. And it's like every time you do that, you're creating deeper and deeper energetic roots. And the people that have, that are the most grounded, that have the deepest energetic roots, are the ones that become resilient through all of those, through all that chaos. They become more resilient through, and you start to develop the space where you're not tuned in and plugged into your family. You can let them have their little craziness and you can let them have their drama. And you're like, it's not where I'm going to operate. I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to, you do you, but I'm going to do me.
I'm serious about that, Debbie Lynn. Like, it is like eating popcorn. Like, if you just kind of, like, what I've just come to is, like, it's just a movie. It's, my dad used to say this all the time, and I never understood what the hell he meant by that.
Yeah.
And now I get it. It's just a movie. Just eat the popcorn. Yeah. It's just a movie.
They're living out their story. The question is, do you want to make it your story?
No. I have a grand adventure.
You let them live out whatever their story is. And again, it's easier said than done, which is why soul nourishment and grounding is, it's essential.
Yeah.
The less grounded you are, the more drama you get sucked into.
Totally true. Oh my God, I'm so glad you said all that, because I agree with you 1000%, like, if that's even possible.
I'll take it.
Okay. So awesome. Well, gosh, I love this car. I'm so glad that I got, you know, I've been on the periphery with Debbie Lynn for a while now, just kind of admiring you from afar. And then I got this chance to get to know you better through some work we're doing right now. And it's just so great. And I'm really glad that I got a chance to have this personal conversation with you and have you on the show and introduce you to all my people. So,
yeah, awesome.
Do you, I know you've got to have like an entry point for people to get started with you. Do you have like a place that people can go to get started and find out more about what you do?
Yeah. You know, it's great that we are having this conversation about, you know, what can you do to stay maintained and stay in flow when all this chaos is around. So I do have a free gift for everybody that's listening, and it's an ebook on 7 tips to quickly get you into a state of flow. And so I go through super simple things that when things are happening around you, you can get back in that state of flow, back in that place of peace. And so just go to my website, debbielynngrace.com, and then /7, the word, like, so the whole word. So it's debbielynngrace.com/7, SEVEN. And you get to download that. And I also include with that for free an audio download of a guided meditation. And I transmit a very high frequency of energy when I do my guided meditations that will, it will put you in a really good state. And it's a grounding meditation. It'll get you more grounded. So
I'm excited. I like to learn from other people. So yay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much. It was a great conversation. I really appreciate having me here.
Yay. And, you know, I encourage everybody out there, you know, if you had questions about what you heard, or you really liked a message, or it touched you, or, you know, just leave us a comment. You know, I'm going to be monitoring the thing, so I'll see it. You know, the system notifies me if somebody makes a comment, so it will not go unnoticed. So, yes. You know, leave a comment. If you're on iTunes, like the broadcast so that we can meet more people, give us a rating. And if you're on YouTube or anywhere else, like, just, you know, like and share, please. We appreciate your support in getting the message out there, because there's somebody out there in your sphere that needs this conversation we just had today. There's somebody that really needs to hear what we just talked about. And I think if you tune in, you'll get a hit on who that might be. So share it out, and thank you so much for all your support. And I always give people kisses on the way out, Debbie. So you're welcome to join me. Just think of it as love kisses. Here they come.
Yeah.
Lots of love your way, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time on Soul Nectar Show.
All right. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
To dive in deeper to nourishing conversation, visit soulnectar.show.
Awaken the Soul Nectar Show. Take a sip from the drip of nectar from the source of who you are. Soul Nectar Show. Yeah, yeah.